JD, Blake, and Ailish. I really, really love when we play that song heading into the weekend. Just hits different, you know, than if it's on a Tuesday. This insider, and that's right, he's a big insider. It's brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus, where you can expect excellence online and in the showroom. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com. It's the man who sparked Sidney Crosby's career, Colby Armstrong, former NHL forward, current sports analyst. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, you know, among other things, right, yeah. Guys? I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of other things that I do very well.
Yeah,
that was,
many.
You know, just one other things.
Yeah,
but hey, I will say, I was thinking about, honestly, yeah. I was thinking about hanging up just before I came on, just because I'm tired. Then that music came on, and I'm like, let's get it going.
Yeah, you'd never hang up on me. I'd be furious. I would be outraged. You and I would have a, like, you know about my radio rivalries. We were texting about some of them last night, and you'd be public enemy number one.
Buddy, the wrath of texts I would get from you would be just insane.
Yeah.
I would see them like 3 hours later and be like, whoa, JD's upset.
Yeah. Oh, whoopsies. Oh.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Hey, so.
Speaking of, can I ask a question before you guys start asking
Of course,
questions
or
bring up
something? It's all your show.
Ailish, like, what's up with the screenshots and what was going on with the women? And I saw, like, you must have been up to, like, you must have not went to bed, I'm guessing.
Buddy, I didn't sleep. I haven't slept since. I'm riding high like I won the gold medal.
Yeah, so what was going on there? I saw, like, were they in their dorms? Was that, like,
Yeah, that's, like, the Canada House at the Olympics. They just,
they
like,
were in the Canada House boozing it up, and you were
just
you
bet.
Virtually there.
I was in there, too, boozing it up virtually, you know, just living
there. Better not have been, seeing as they called you right before the show.
Yeah, it was 5 a.m., and I joined, like, what's up, welcome to the Fan Morning Show. No, it was great. I got to see the inside the gold medal celebration. Can't repeat some of those things on air, though, a little secret. But they look like they're having a blast. They're coming home in a couple of days, so hoping to see them there. But, huge win.
So it was absolutely huge. I just want to say I was a little concerned with the TikTok dance moves before the game. I was
right?
kind of going,
I sent that to JD, too.
Like, yeah, I was kind of like, I don't know about this. Like, what are they doing? And then I was like,
it
doesn't look good. I don't like it either. I thought it was ridiculous. And then I saw them coming on the ice and they're doing like the backhand high five, shoulder bumps and smiling and laughing coming on. And I'm like, oh, maybe a little too new. And I seen Kendall Coyne Schofield coming on for USA and she looked like angry, like she was ready to go. Now maybe I would interpret that maybe as too much nerves and maybe Canada a little more loose. And I would be like, maybe they had the right recipe here. Maybe I'm an idiot. And obviously I am. And they went on and, you know, smoked USA. It was awesome. So, yeah, that's incredible. That's awesome. That's like the hockey marquee matchup we all wanted to see. And it's good to come out on the right end, doesn't it? Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, Ailish did send me the TikTok dance. And I didn't like it either. Except. I straight up had this take, and Ailish knows it because I said it on the air yesterday. I saw the way – so Spooner gave that quote, right? Our friend, Natalie Spooner. She gave that quote.
Oh, I love Spooner. Saw that. I'm going, Spooner, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know. It was gutsy, man. I know. It was a gutsy quote. It was real gutsy. Really, 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 really,
like
really gutsy.
That's like her Zegers and Spooner. I mean, that was it, right?
No, dude. It was such a – I thought – like, I was texting with her brothers being like, I don't know, this is just terrifying because if they lose, the Americans are going to pull Haley Wickenheiser, Salt Lake City, where they go, hey, Natalie Spooner, do we belong on the ice with you now? You know, they would have done that.
Yeah.
And that would have been brutal.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it was terrifying that she did that. But I saw her doing the TikTok dance in the dead middle, you know, snapping
her
fingers.
Like the leader.
Leader of it, snapping her fingers. She looked locked in the TikTok dance, buddy. I'm not even joking. She looked furious. She looked big amongst the crew. And then she came out there and she potted the first goal, which against the spirit of the rules, Matt Duchesne, you ruined it for all of us. Against the spirit of the rules, against the spirit of the rule. And she just, the whole game was locked in, dialed in. The vets were amazing. They were incredible. That was an awesome, awesome, awesome game.
Yeah.
The question is, though, now... This is the other question, because you and I talk about this a lot. You know, you're a hashtag girl dad, and you're a hashtag hockey dad. And here you are with this game with your kids. Were you rubbing it in their faces? Because I always tease you. Your kids are American. You raise a bunch of Americans.
Yeah,
what were the Americans feeling on the next morning?
Like, you know what? This is dad ass kicking time. That's what I'm going to call it. Like. Yeah, and it's like the one moment where I'm like, let's go. You will listen to me right now. Winners, winning, the best all the time. Yeah. Listen to me. Learn from this. Draw from it. It's in your blood a bit.
Oh, man.
You know, it was awesome. Oh, man. Spooner was like Beyonce with all her backup dancers in that video for sure, right? She was front and center, like didn't mess up one of the moves. I saw someone in the back corner kind of like mess it up a bit. That's why you put them back there when they're doing the dance routines for the TikTok. Remember that, kids. For the big game next time you're in a big final tournament and you're going to unleash a TikTok. If you don't know the moves, go in the back.
Hey, you know what I actually can't wait for is, you know, your oldest, Cruz. You and he is going to have a moment with you where you guys actually watch. When we send the pros back to the Olympics,
We need that.
There's going to be a time now, because he's in that age group now, where all of a sudden now he's going to care about this stuff, where, like, this means a lot to him.
Yep.
And you guys are going to have a sour moment at either the World Championships or the Olympics. One of these things is going to come up where you watch Canada-USA, and he's going to be back in the States, and you're going to be back in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And if they win, you're going to yell in his face, and he's going to be sour at you, and you guys aren't going to talk for, like, 3 days. I can't wait. That's the best.
It's going to be electric. Like, already at my house, it's like Austin Matthews, legend. Yeah. I'll give him this. For whatever reason, like, he does like Sid a lot, but he really likes McDavid. But he likes, like, Zegras. Like, I was getting all these things, like, Dad, when I was at the All-Star Games, Dad, get me that Hughes. Can you get me a – can you get an autographed Hughes or Zegras? He said Aho. Aho. He wants Aho, too.
Aww.
But it's, like, all these are, like, Matthews, Hughes, Zegras. These are, like, you know, these are these American guys. These are these
– Yuck.
Fancy new shiny toys for these guys. They love them. So, yeah, you're right. That'll be awesome. And you know what? For you guys there, when we win, in those moments that you're bringing up, Bunkus, when we win, you guys can FaceTime us, me, while I'm crushing beers in my kitchen.
crushing beers in your kitchen and torturing
celebrating.
Your son.
Celebrating.
Torturing your son. Like, just
celebrating
nonstop.
In front of all my kids. Like, here are some friends are joining me. Oh, hey, guys.
All right, so we brought you on today because we got to ask you about last night's game. The most important thing that came out of the big matchup between, you know, the Leafs and your Penguins were those jerseys that the Leafs released for the Heritage Classic. What are your thoughts on those?
What is it, the T ones, the ones with the big T?
Yes, the T. Yeah.
And what's the color of it? I couldn't
like
get a read.
Dark navy, and then the font, there's apparently the word arena is there, but you really got to zoom in, and you got to use your eyes. But yes, the T.
Yeah. Like, how many jerseys can they bring up? I don't know what's... Like, I remember when I was playing for the Leafs, we got the jerseys, and then, like, it was the same exact jersey, but the logo was, like, the 1960. Mm-hmm. The Leaf was, like, a little more ruffled on the tips.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know, like, how many more jerseys can I come up with for, like, unleashing a jersey that they haven't done already? So, I thought it was clean. I thought it was classic. I thought it was, obviously, like, a throwback type of thing. But, like,
you
it
guys are all being
not, like,
paid
eye-
to say this.
It's
yeah,
not eye-catching. it's not eye-catching or, like, cool. Like, I'll admit I saw it on social media, and I was like, oh, that's not, like, super great, and I went by. But I'm not, like, totally let down by it. I don't really care.
I think the color, honest. The color is going to
Is it purple?
Good. It's like, it's like a dark navy. Like,
yeah, it kind of looked like, I don't know.
It's going to look good so on TV. Yeah. It's going to look good on TV because the dark navy is going to pop.
It's clean. It's going to pop outside.
But it's ugly. It's ugly. It's ugly. It's ugly. I felt bad. Our guys on the panel had to go around the horn and talk about how great it was yesterday. And, yeah, it looked like they were all hostage victims. They were like, oh, it's so beautiful. I was like, come on, guys. This is like, it's like that Seinfeld episode with the ugly baby where everybody has to say every baby is pretty, where they go, oh, it's a pretty baby. That's all I can think of. They're going, oh, it's so cute, so beautiful. Your baby is beautiful. It's like, no, that's an ugly baby. I'm sorry. That was an ugly, ugly baby. Yeah, it was terrible. I hated it. I just realized that you didn't have our broadcast, that you're obviously
I didn't have it. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
and I was working the Penguins broadcast here in Pittsburgh, so I didn't get to see that. That's why I saw it on social media, and I was like, is that even blue? Like, what's going on with this? Because it just, I don't know, it looked weird, but pretty plain, but pretty clean. I'll say that. Nice and clean.
So last night, story of the game for you. We started our show with this. If you're looking at this through the Leafs lens of, hey, most positive story in a big win against the Penguins team that's been cruising against Sidney Crosby, do you pick A, the way that Matthews' line played against the Pens? I tried to text you and bait you. You didn't bite on that. You just took it serious. I was trying to, you know.
What did I say?
Yeah, I know.
I said Campbell played awesome.
Yeah.
So Campbell was unbelievable. So, okay. Well, I think that's the story, but I will say that I think the Crosby line with Gensel and Russ has been, you know, top producing trio in the NHL since January 1st. Like, they've been absolutely electric and on fire. And I'll say, you know, for the first time last night, they looked like a little bit, I don't know if they didn't have any jump or pop. I've seen them, you know, have a little bit more, but the Matthews line neutralized them and played really strong. Like, Matthews had jump and step, right? Like, he was going, he was determined, and it was evident. So, yeah, I think those two stories. I think the Matthews line versus Crosby line, and I think what we saw to Campbell was insane, right? Like, he was a rock. And even the chances, they had some quality chances, and he was just a rock. Like, literally his glove caught every puck. It was unbelievable. Like, no rebound, nothing, through traffic, reaching around guys. Like, his head wasn't there, but his glove was around guys, and he just snagged it. Like, he was rock solid. Unbelievable performance for him.
What'd you think of Matthew's hunger for the net? Get it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, he tried to eat it. I was like, it's like that play right there is, honestly, I was like, oh, what happened? You could see him, like, he looked like to be in some trouble. I thought, like, maybe he got, like, an errant flailing stick coming around the net. I didn't see really what happened initially. And then when you see the replay, like, that's when I was like, oh, you know, you put, like, your hand over your mouth and you're, like, kind of disturbed. Because, like, he absolutely walloped the net with his face. I saw a thing with Tim and Friends, like, Twitter account or whatever, mm-hmm. like, where they highlighted apparently some teeth launching
teeth
out.
Yes, teeth are flying out.
Was that was his teeth for sure?
Yeah, it looked like. Well, he came back to the bench without a tooth.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the front ones. It was like the side one, which are really deeply rooted in there. Like,
no,
that's gotta hurt.
Ooh. It compacted so hard. It's like those little balls that you swing back and forth, you know, and they hit click, 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 and you know. So the impact was on the front, but the damage was like blown back through the sides, I guess. That looked horrible. Like, that looked absolutely horrible. A big man, huge body, and just like face first right in the post, and then clean the net right off like a rhinoceros.
You gotta have some momentum if you're gonna dislodge the net.
And then just kind of was like, oh, what was that? Like, holding his mouth kind of awkwardly. Like, I would have been down yard sale on my back, kicking my legs. Trainers would have had to be coming out there.
Stretcher, you off.
My nose would have been on the other cheek. It would have been absolutely crazy.
Yeah, it's a gross one. You guys just reminded me that when I was in first year university, I watched a friend literally pass out into a door handle. Seriously.
No.
He passed out on his feet onto a door handle, teeth first, and smashed out his teeth. And that's the only thing that I could equate it to. Yeah, and it was just – listen, we talked about Matthew Stafford walking away from that girl on the stage because he was too drunk to deal with her falling off the stage. I don't know if you saw
that. Oh, my goodness. But, I saw he's paying for a medical bill.
Poor guy. He got absolutely railroaded on that. But the point is I defended him because I said sometimes you're just too drunk for a situation and you have to walk away from it. That was one where it was, I got to admit, hand up, that was one of my Matthew Stafford moments, because we were in a group and this guy smashed out his teeth and the girls kind of hung with him and I went to the bar. I didn't stick around to see the
You're
full
like, hey, any more 2 liter coolers in the fridge? Any
yeah,
more
exactly.
Of those 2 liter
like,
bottles?
Yeah, I hope you're all right, Steve. Like, be well, man. You'll get through this. I'll see you later. I'll see you on the other side, brother. That was it.
Your be well, buddy. Be happy hour's almost over. Yeah. I'll have one for you.
Yeah. We'll be thinking about you, pal.
Texas, when you're good.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you look fine. You look fine, buddy. So you had your tweet yesterday. You went viral, you know, just you, Mr. Social
Media. That
thing
got serious.
Yeah, it did. It did get serious. The joke was about you and Sid and being top 20 all the time.
Well, not really a joke. I mean,
not really a joke.
Look at the numbers.
Yeah. Hey,
numbers don't lie.
Hey, here's the truth. The stats are the stats, right? Numbers don't lie. They speak for themselves. They are there. But it did make me think about Michael Bunting yesterday, right? It made me think about it. How, there's sort of this thing where in Toronto, guys get a little overrated at times because of the media market. So that's obvious. So for somebody like you, you probably look at it and go, hey, listen, Michael Bunting is getting enough of his flowers as is and blah, 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 blah. But I did kind of want to get your perspective on, you know, the underappreciated skill of playing with great players, because Bunting has done it extremely well this year. Like, you want to talk about since January 1st times with that top line? Well, since Marner came back on January 15th, Michael Bunting, last I checked, was leading all even strength goal scorers. Like, that's pretty damn good for a guy that's making less than $1 million this year.
Yeah, it's really good, and it's really good, like, the fit, right? Like, I think looking at his game and what he provides on that line is, like, super important. It's super important what he does. And I love that he's like, you know, whether it's his identity or whatever, but he's like, I'm going for it. And he plays like that on that line. He's a dog on a bone. He gets the nets. He doesn't back down. He creates turnovers. He creates a little bit of space. He's in your face. And he can let those guys just play their game. Like, they don't have to do a little bit extra. You know, they don't have to do a little bit more because they have that dynamic on their line now. So it's a good mix. And I think he's super, super important. And on top of it, he can play with, you know, elite players. He can play with stars and make plays and do like a ton of little things in a smart way that you have to do to play with those guys as well. So yeah, you can be straight up and down to make those little drop passes, take a hit to make a play, all the old school stuff, right? But you got to be able to do that too at an elite level with those guys. And yeah, you look at his numbers, stats don't lie. He's going to get his points for sure with those guys. But 5-on-5, he's on that line. He's a safety valve. He's a power forward. He's kind of does it all for that line. And the mix of him being there is super important. So they found some nice magic with Bunting and I think his personality with his game and how important it can be to, you know, two pretty big stars on their team. And I think elevating the three of them even more.
How much of Bunting's like little bit of grittiness, you know, instigator, poke the bear, runaway type of situation where he, you know, he draws a lot of penalties. How much is that also, you know, maybe underappreciated because the two guys he's playing with aren't really that stylistic, right? They, you know, they're more the finesse goal scorers. And how important is it to have someone that kind of gets in there and stirs the pot?
Yeah, I think he pulls him into it a little bit. You know, and some nights where it's, look, those guys are so talented, right? Like, you can just lean on your talent a lot. And I think he pulls that line into it, like, with his intensity and his style of play. I think he like, gets the juices flowing a little bit more with the style of play. And I think he elevates, like, the intensity, for sure, in the way he matches up. Because, look, he's going to be going against, like, last night, top lines. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was a force out there. And not, and you know, yeah, okay, you know, statistically get some points and stuff, which is really great to look at his numbers. But I think that just is like a, you know, a cherry on top of the added presence that he can have too. Like you said, Ailish, like being that kind of rat, being that guy that stirs mm-hmm. a drink, being that guy that's always kind of in and around it. And, you know, he, by doing so with his energy and his personality on the line, that's why I look at teams and I'm like, yeah, they're a good team. You know, it'd be nice if they could add something. I'd say add a little bit of personality, like a player like a Bunting that just provides that little extra spark to a game. And I think it enhances your entire lineup. And obviously it's been big for that top line.
Good stuff,
well,
buddy.
Yeah, we're just stunned by your answer over here. Just silence.
I thought I lost you guys.
No.
I'm in the carpool line right now dropping my son off.
We're just not used to you saying things that are that insightful, you know? We're usually just like, ha,
yeah,
ha,
well, read my tweets, buddy. Read my tweets. Yeah, look at the numbers. Yeah, you know what I thought the clincher on that tweet was? Like, it was hilarious. You're welcome, hockey. Like, all of us.
Yeah.
When I said that, I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that's funny.
It was good. I
like
that. Enjoy it. Hey, listen. The stats are the stats. That's what I said. The stats are the stats.
Read the stats. People, numbers don't lie. Yeah. I mean, it's science.
Well, like, what's your famous line? Read the game notes. That's the one.
Check,
you know?
The,
like,
game notes, the game notes, yeah.
Check the game notes. That's the one. Colby Armstrong, thanks for joining us today, buddy. Always great.
All right. Yeah, enjoy the weekend. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, pal. That Insider has been brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus, where you can expect excellence online and in the showroom. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com. How proud of me are you guys that I remember the Don Valley North Lexus read both times? Both ends.
I know, and I didn't
it.
Have to remind you at all. I didn't have to put it in the chat. Yeah. I'm really proud of you. Yeah. You're on your A game today.
That was... When's the last time that I did that?
Never would be the answer.
If people could see our chat,
it's
during
just like
the 8
mute JD, mute JD. Read the read.
JD, you forgot the read. JD, you forgot.
You're
the read.
On JD, mute. JD,
you're on
unmute.
Mute. Yeah, you're
please
mute.
Mute.
Unmute. You're on mute. Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's basically what I'm trying to say is that.
You're an
I'm
idiot.
Treated
what?
Poorly here. No. Oh, is that how you see it?
You're treated poorly by us asking you to do
to
the
please
requirements
mute
the
your
job.
Mic.
Yeah, that's right.
You and Colby, a lot of self-backpatting going on today. Mm. Colby comes on, does a tight five on how good his tweet is. you want love for doing the bare minimum? Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's Friday, you know? Everyone's you know, getting the weekend vibes going.
Yeah, I want the credit for doing the bare minimum. Could be also the name of my future podcast. I want that. I really want that. Pat,
it's
Pat.
your next contract. You just sit at the table and be like, "Well, you want me to do the bare minimum?
I got you.
Here's my price.
Here's what I can do for you.
Yeah. You just slide the bare minimum across the table on a piece of paper.
That injury to Matthews. It is funny how we view hockey from the other sports, right? It's kind of like football, too. Football's different. Football, we're so desensitized to guys having just... Head injury is different. When someone gets mm-hmm. concussed, we all feel the fear, right? Because we're always worried about a spinal injury or whatever. But football, someone tears an ACL and we just go like, yep, that's it. That's the way it goes. You know, like we don't... It's gone from our minds immediately. Oh, Odell tore his ACL in the Super Bowl? Oh, hey, like breaks of the game. It is what it is. Hockey's the same thing, though, but with teeth. Whenever people lose teeth, we just go, ah, well, he lost some teeth, lost spit. There's literally a podcast, Spit and Chicklets, right? It's desensitizing you to losing teeth. Losing teeth is horrible. It's a traumatic experience. And yet in hockey, we just kind of look at it as no big deal. Keep it moving.
It's
see
a badge of honor
teeth,
in hockey.
You see people lose teeth in real life out here in the real world, and you will be shocked and appalled. You will be traumatized by seeing people lose teeth. And in hockey, Matthews just eats a crossbar, and here we are all today going, ha, 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 ouchie. Amazing. I love it. I love sports.
It made me think of when, didn't Marner lose his tooth at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
You were calling
him. Yeah, when he was
Chip
Marner.
And he was
games.
Like sick. He was like playing some of his best games. So I mean, I don't think Matthews can get much better at this point, but he's in the new Chip Matthews.
Yeah, I know. Chip Marner worked out, too. Chip Marner propelled the change in the season. It totally changed the narrative.
Then we got to fear that the second tooth injury will kick things the other way. This is it's like the Henry Roengartner falling on his arm. It's like you don't want to do it again because it resets the magic.
I thought Ailish just made a hand signal because she wanted to go.
I was itching my nose.
Itching your nose? Okay. Sometimes I
checking to make sure her teeth are still there.
Oh, yeah. How are my teeth? Makes me remember. I got a dentist appointment soon. I got to check. I'm wearing a mouth guard to bed now.
You have a dentist appointment every day? What's the deal?
Yeah, I know.
I really care about my teeth hygiene.
Your dentist has you completely.
You know, my dental hygienist is my brother's girlfriend.
I know, but I'm not even joking.
Ailish got benefits and immediately...
I'm like, give me new teeth.
Ailish has gone to the dentist since we started the show. We realized yesterday that our show has been going for 5 months. So thank you to everybody
Congrats.
That supported.
Yay!
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So thank you to those that support. Thank you to those that follow on the podcast. Thank you to those that follow us on our socials. All those things that we ask for, they're really important right before we take the break and go to Coolback Chris and do the Wake and Rake and give our picks. I'm going to say that Ailish
I know the numbers,
is either... So. Ailish is either the biggest liar in terms of this is her way of getting out of talking to Blake and I.
Hey, sorry guys, I gotta go. I got the dentist.
Yeah, I gotta. Like, you're not creative. You know, this is actually proof of all those concussions you constantly go on about how you got concussed a million times in your hockey career, that you can't think about another excuse other than dentist, that it's nothing, it's dentist or nothing. But I'm gonna say you have told us you've had in these 5 months.
Seven dentist appointments. No. I've had four. Because
Six?
First, like
four?
Four. So first I had, this is my first time going to this dentist. So you have to have like the first, you know, exam. Okay. So that was one. And then I had to go back a week later for my first cleaning. Those are two different visits. Okay. I went at the break during Christmas to get a mouth guard for grinding and clenching my teeth because that's a bad thing.
And that's just during the show, during one of JD's rants.
Whenever JD's talking, I clench my jaw so much and I grind my teeth. So they're, you know, it's bad. And then I went.
No, I'm not treated poorly at all. No, it's fine.
And then I went recently to get my gum recession. It's free.
Gross.
You go and they check to see how good your gums are. All my gums are great, but just to make sure that you know you're flossing and you're brushing gentle enough. So that's four times in 5 months that I've gone to the dentist. And now I'm due for my second cleaning in about a month. So that's what I was saying. You know, dental hygiene very important. The pearly whites. It's very very important to me.
Yeah.
Look, this is a reminder to all of you listening.
A show full of people with good teeth. So
Exactly.
Yeah, you're gonna find
that's not true. I always have a million cavities. I've done this before, but every time I go to the dentist, he's like, "How have you done this?" I to the point where
he listened. Look how they mastered my boy.
And my dentist is a really sweet guy, so he always says, "Oh, it's just genetics. It's like teeth are genetic, and so you're more prone to cavities." I swear to God, I do everything possible to avoid the cavities. I do love chocolate. There's no doubt about it, but I shouldn't have cavities to this degree of which I take care of my teeth. It got to the point where I basically had to passive aggressively ask him if he was scamming me, you know, like if I was just paying for his kid's college fund. He said, "Hey, this guy has benefits. I'm going to take him for a ride, you know. Oh, you got all these cavities. I got to fix you up."
And if that were the case, good hustle.
Well, he actually did. I said it as a joke. And one day, I said it as a joke actually on Good Show. And I didn't realize that he had listened. And he kind of pulled me up. He went, "You know, I can show you the x-ray." It was awkward as hell. It was so incredibly awkward. I hated every second of it. But, dentists don't tell you this until recently with gum recession. This is, I swear to God, then we'll get back to sports. We'll do Wake and Rake. I used to use an electric toothbrush, and I always thought the worst
for your gums.
Yeah,
don't use it.
All the commercials, big Oral B or whoever's out there is always saying, "Get the electric toothbrush." I always thought you had to hammer your gums for gum health.
No. So that's why I went, because I used to be very aggressive, because I'd be like, "Oh, I gotta scrub my teeth," right?
Same.
But no. They're like, I now use a special toothbrush from this Swiss company that is like.
Well,
it's like little cashmere bristles that just, you know, like massage your gums.
I know.
And that's what you're supposed to use. But I used to be like ripping at my teeth to clean them. It's not good. And don't use abrasive toothpaste. You know, use very Sensodyne, even if you don't have sensitive teeth. We could be dentists. Anyone listening today is getting free dentists. Dental advice. They're probably going to call their dentist and be like, I don't even need you anymore.
You know what? All dentists or Oral-B or whoever does these ads for these electric toothbrushes should have a class action against you guys for all the recession that we've had. I thought that forever, that I had my electric toothbrush. I was the healthiest human being. I was hammering my gums away, and I whittled them away to the point where I had to get my dentist to fix it. Ugh. Unfair. And Anthony Stewart again just attacking me.
Right on the Twitter.
You're just a ruthless guy, Stewie. People say you're a team player. I disagree.
Let's take a break. Everybody go floss in between the break. We'll see whose gums are bleeding when we come back.
Yeah. I think I would look good with tattoos, apparently, though, is what I'm getting from Stewie. Let's take a break. Let's do the Wake and Rake with Cool Bet Chris. Let's make some money. That's next on the Fan Morning Show. JD, Blake, and Ailish. Sportsnet 5-9 The Fan.
The most opinionated Maple Leaf show out there. Real Kipper and Bourne. Be sure to subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan Morning Show.
Oh, that was almost perfect. Did we do that at the exact same time?
And I wasn't.
Guys, you didn't tell me.
So, and I didn't mute in Zoom. So, Ailish would have got a triple.
I did get a triple Fan Morning Show.
Two Blakes and a JD.
Ailish, that
you know that infuriated me. Eh?
I know that just made you so mad. So many levels.
$1 million bills. That's what we're coming in with. That's what we want to win. Not a very good night for the old Wake and Rake.
Thank God I was really tight there on that game.
Yours was
3-3 with about a minute left, and I was nervous.
We've never had a winless night before, so I was very worried, because at that point the Sixers had just done a big run against the Bucks. The Rangers had were headed to overtime. So yeah, your Capitals pulling it out.
The streak begins.
It begins anew, yeah. We're joined now by National Brand Manager for Cool Bet, Cool Bet Chris. Chris, what's up, man? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing? It's a little bit like a soft week, right, with the Super Bowl in the rear view. So kind of looking, and then the NBA All-Star weekend. So we're trying hard to find something to make money on this week.
make money on. Are you guys? I know you have the All Star game up. Are we getting Saturday night props from you guys?
It remains to be seen. I think our odds makers are a little bit gun shy after the gong show that was the NHL All Star game. So it's you don't like offering odds on things that aren't fair and true. So we'll have to see.
If you need someone to help handicap what Juan Toscano-Anderson's dunks are like. I might be the only one who's seen them, so you just let me know after.
Chris, you guys got to put up the three-point contest and the dunk contest.
Come on.
What are you talking about? Like, yeah, put them up, obviously. I don't need rising stars spreads, but I definitely need that.
I mean, you don't need rising stars spreads. You don't want to bet on Team Payton?
Precious.
Yeah, no, I'm not betting on team anything when it comes to that, other than over. You can take the over. I don't even know what you set the total at. What's the total for the All-Star game right now?
320 and a half.
Oh, yeah, I love that. You know what, though? Can I give a pick right away? Under.
It opened at 316. It opened at 316.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going under. I think there's value on the under there. 320? I don't know. This is a blind bet. I'm just thinking that seems really high. Do you guys know that how I actually got into sports betting was through All-Star games, NBA All-Star game, with my dad? He used to do this thing where we would do a draft. Before even I was playing fantasy sports, like as a kid, you would draft players, and I still do this with my brother to this day. We end up doing a pick, which is you draft players on each team, and you get 1 point for a point, a rebound, or an assist. And then you can predict the MVP, that's worth a certain amount of points, and then you predict the winner, that's worth a certain amount of points. And whoever ends up winning the All-Star game wins the bet. That's how I started gambling. That's my impetus to gambling, is NBA All-Star Weekend. So you guys at Cool Bet better put up the damn three-point lines. You better put up the dunk lines. What do you talk about? We might want to take the risk. Boo, 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 boo. Put it up. Put it up.
Money.
Put it up. Oh, we're gonna boo, boo, boo. We're gonna do the gong show. The boo, boo, boo. Put it up. Put it up, Chris.
Okay. Well, we can also look at the Pro Bowl where the teams just decided at the last minute to not kick, and then the Pro Bowl oversails. Over. You got to be careful with this. If JD owned a sports book, it would be out of business within a week.
But
yeah,
I don't.
Definitely would.
But I don't, and you guys do. So get it done. Get it done for the people. Okay, so let's start our wake and rake picks. Let's get into this right away. I'll start today, if you guys don't mind, because I actually have something that I love. I love the Dallas Stars on the money line tonight. I don't understand it. Minus 135 to beat the Blackhawks. I think they're on a back-to-back all of a sudden looking at this. The Stars have won 7 of their last 10 games. They just beat the Colorado Avalanche, for God's sakes. They're cruising. They're rolling. They're started to close the gap on their goal differential. They're doing everything. That team is playing good hockey, and the Blackhawks are not. They're 3-6-1 in their last 10. They're just coming off of a loss. They have a negative 46 goal differential. Negative 46. They should never be minus 135, or they should never be short favorites or short dogs against anybody, even in a coin toss league right now. They're one of the worst. I think that they get by on name brand reputation. So, yeah, I'm pounding the Dallas Stars tonight on the road in Chicago, minus 135 on Coolbet.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Dallas games for some reason lately anyhow, and they're good. They're a good hockey team. Also, like, over 5.5 in this game. I think that was a line that I was looking at even before I saw the line come out in this game. I was like, oh, I want to bet over in that game. And it's at 5.5, so definitely going to be doing that as well.
All right. Chris, well, what's yours?
Well, it's going to be Dallas and Chicago over 5.5. But I guess I can't do it if it's in the same game, can I? So now we have an issue. I can? All right.
Why can't we do that?
Well,
we've never done it before, actually.
Sometimes you're not allowed to same game parlay.
Oh.
Like
technically,
could,
we can't do it.
You
I thought
could
you meant
do
morally.
The bet builder same game parlay, but then you can't add, like, if I go other NCAA games or something here, we might not be able to. So,
here's this. Give me.
Cool bet?
Yes, but sometimes you can't parlay those. Long story. Yeah, we could do a wake and rake special. So here's what we'll do. Whatever the wake and rake is, we'll do the whole special. We'll just tally it up. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Put it up as a special that'll only be available on Coolbet today.
Yeah.
So boost it.
So over 5.5? That's in Dallas?
Over 5.5, and if not, Hurricanes money line. Yeah.
All right. Well, either way, we'll boost it on Coolbet.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
All right, cool. So there we go. Finally, no excuses from you. Finally. we're moving in a positive direction here. All right, Ailish Forfar, what are you adding to our boosted parlay?
Yeah, well, he just mentioned it. I like Carolina on the money line. I have been sweating it out a lot with the in regulation wins, and I don't want to live like that anymore.
It's a tough life.
On the edge of my seat. Last night, we almost lost all three because of the money line in regulation situation. So let's just get a little bit of a safer bet with Carolina just on the money line. Not as great odds, minus 172, but you know what? I don't want to deal with an overtime situation. Let's do it.
It's the parlay bill. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Carolina, Blake.
There are no games left, so no NBA
tonight.
Yeah,
there's two more.
I know. No NBA tonight. So actually, one thing, this is not related to my pick tonight, but I did some research, so I wanted to mention it here because there's not another place to mention it. So I had Rangers in regulation last night. It ends up going to overtime, and they lost in the shootout. But that's not really the point. What I wanted to look at, and a listener asked me this over DM, and I was able to pull the data this morning. So when a team is a favorite of minus 200 or greater, that they don't qualify for the wake and rake, right? So what we've been doing is we've been betting them in regulation. And because then, you know, it's the same logic of why they'd win, but you get a little extra juice. So I looked at how often those are coming through. There are 179 times this year where a line's been minus 200 or greater in the NHL. The favorites have won 134 of those, so that's a 75% hit rate. That's an implied probability to line translation of about minus 300. So the heavy favorites are hitting at a pretty good rate. However, 29 of those 134 wins have gone to overtime, which drops your regulation win percentage down to 58.7. So you really got to be careful with that. It's not as layup-y as you might. It's not as layup-y as you might think. Well, it depends. It's, you know, for the parlay, we have to go under minus 200, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't have much choice if we want to bet on a heavier favorite there. But yeah, 58.7% of the time, the quote unquote heavy favorites are winning in regulation, which is about, that suggests, like, taking out the context, you want a line of about minus 140 or better to do the regulation play on a big favorite. So just throwing that out there for anyone who plays the regulation versus outright game. I am not going to do that. I was very tempted to go to college basketball because there are only four NHL games and no NBA games tonight.
You're banned from that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I have the choice between the Panthers Wild game and the Kings Golden Knights game. I'm going to go the Golden Knights.
Or curling. Yeah, like, or you can do curling. You could do...
I'm sure there's some weird basketball league in Turkey or something that you were betting on the other day.
You could. Oh, you can't bet on the Buffalo Bandits. You can't bet on the Buffalo Bandits.
Oh, Buffalo
Bandits. And the Toronto Rock game is tomorrow.
Look,
but the
Dartmouth
Rock
is hosting
a void.
Dartmouth is hosting Cornell tonight.
No.
Oh,
I don't know.
What's the line?
Cornell. It's Dartmouth minus one. It's basically a pick 'em, but Cornell's much better. I thought about that one. My favorite bet for the weekend is actually LeBron to win All-Star MVP at plus 640. It's in Cleveland, and his season has not been going well, and I feel like the combination of Cleveland and him wanting to shift the narrative a bit from how big a disaster the Lakers have been, plus 640 is kind of good. But obviously, I'm not putting a Sunday prop bet as my wake and rake. So we'll go Vegas.
I love that, though. I love that.
Yeah, plus 640 is it's the All-Star game, right? Like, anything can happen. Russell Westbrook's won a bunch of those MVPs, somehow putting up, like, a minus 40 plus minus as he goes 50, 10, and 10 or whatever.
Isn't Giannis, didn't he draft Giannis?
I can't recall what the rosters are.
I think LeBron drafted Giannis, which is, I'll galaxy brain this for everyone, as a huge fan of the NBA All-Star game and a fan of LeBron and knowing how he thinks. LeBron would have drafted Giannis to try and control the biggest tryhard in NBA All-Star game history and say, hey, this one isn't about you. I want to win this MVP in my hometown this year. Park it. You know, give me the ball. I want to get the ball. I like this. If Giannis is on LeBron's team, I'm smashing that. I'm actually going to put a full unit on that sucker. Like, that's not just $5. Break the books. Break the books.
No, it's Team LeBron against Team Giannis. Oh, no, that was last 2022.
Year.
Yeah,
it's KD. I was going to say, we just watched KD not pick Harden. That was the whole story of it. Blake, you're supposed to be an NBA reporter. What are you doing here? Chris making excuses. You're getting NBA wrong.
I don't really care about the All-Star rosters is the issue here. And Durant being out of the game messed me up. But yes, Giannis, Steph, LeBron, Jokic, DeMar are the starters on Team LeBron. So, okay, so the wake and rake is... the Dallas Stars, the over in that game, the Carolina Hurricanes, and the Vegas Golden Knights. Before we let you go, Cool Bet Chris, do you have a favorite in the dunk contest or the three-point contest? I know you guys don't have the lines up right now, but do you personally have a favorite?
I would set the line of Chris knowing who's in the dunk contest. Like, I was going to say, like, what's the line? Chris, hold on. Don't answer that question because Blake doesn't know you as well as I do. Chris, knowing one person in the dunk contest, just one name that's in the dunk contest, I would set at plus 1,500.
I already said one in this segment, so
there's no way he could remember that.
No. Chris.
I have no idea. None. Yeah. JD, cash it. Cash it. Yeah. I don't follow the NBA guys at
Blake,
all.
Blake, that was incredible. That was so... That was just a meta moment with Chris where, like, Blake has never met Chris before because he knows nothing about the NBA. Chris is your classic East Coast Canadian, Blake, that thinks hockey and basketball are in a rivalry with one another, you know?
He's picking Carl English for the three-point
Yes,
contest?
He is. That's it. Yes,
Carl it's, English reference yes, this morning. Yes. That's beautiful.
That's it. That's
I literally wrote
NBA.
The book.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, it's not that I don't. I enjoy the NBA. I actually enjoy watching it. I just don't have time to follow another league. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. But yeah, no, I don't. Who's in there? Like, the last dunk contest I watched was about 2000. Was that when Vince did the no look? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So
Chris.
It's Jalen Green, the Rockets rookie, Obi Toppin from the Knicks, Cole Anthony from the Magic, and Juan Toscano-Anderson from the Warriors.
Yeah, pick one. Pick one just blind.
Green.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go.
He's probably gonna be your favorite.
I'll tell you what the strategy is, though. In a dunk contest where there's not a lot of name value, there's not a lot of Q rating there, I might just take whoever has the longest odds. Because it's not like anyone's coming. Like, this isn't the Blake Griffin Kia year where we all know ahead of time who's going to win the dunk contest. So that might be the play then. Just go with the longest odds, which will definitely beat Toscano Anderson.
Let's ask Chris, though, about things that he actually does pay attention to.
Yes, sorry about that, Chris.
Chris, you are my curling guy. And a lot of times you're wrong as my curling guy, but you are a curling lover. Like, there's no doubt. My man Chris loves curling in all forms and facets. I hit you with my curling hot takes already. I'm furious that we're bronze medal. Like, I ever am going to care about a Canada winning bronze medal. That's supposed to be a lock for a double gold. But we've got the men's final because the women are already underway. But you can bet on the curling men's final. You can have the old sweet overnight bet, right, where you just drop a bet and you wake up and you either win or lose. I love it. Sweden, Great Britain. Is there anything in that you like? Sweden minus 182 plus one and a half. It's a tight one.
Yeah, so here's the thing with this game. It's Bruce Mullett, who's won everything in the last few years representing Great Britain. Nicholas Sedin from Sweden, who previous to Bruce Mullett won just about everything. He's fantastic. In this, I think the money line odds just came down, but Sweden's about a plus 110 underdog, and we're probably seeing action on that. They're probably being recalculated as we speak. If you can still get Sweden as an underdog, I would suggest it. Adin's been outstanding this week. Mullett played in the mixed doubles. He's now, you know, this whole grind of the men's tournament. I'm going to play the underdogs from Sweden for sure.
Okay. Do you like the over 11.5 in that one, or is this going to be too tight a game?
No, I would say you'll see a lot of blanks. I would say unders in men's, especially curling championship game. A lot of big weight, a lot of takeout, a lot of blanks. Yep.
Okay, so that's my over 2.5 blanks is minus 125.
That is definitely something I would consider playing.
Okay, so there we go. I like this. That. I love talking out the bet because now we found the one. Now we found the one where we're playing both sides, Ailish. Like, we don't have to bet on
that's what
the
you
Swedish
gotta
dogs.
Do.
We don't have to. We just get to bet the blank ends. I actually like that. God, I almost want to throw that one in the waking rake, but it's at 105, so it's too weird of a one. We've already got our picks, and we have a rule of once you make the picks, it's bad karma to go back on the picks.
It is.
Cool bet, Chris. Follow on Twitter at Cool Bet Chris. Reach out to us anytime for a promo code if you want to play at Cool Bet. First time, we got you. We got you. Slide into those DMs. We will talk to you soon, buddy. Good luck this weekend, and yes, let's go blank ends.
All right, and we'll get the special post today ASAP. I'll let you know. Have a good weekend, guys.
Yeah, I'll tweet it out. See you, buddy. Cool bet, Chris. Yeah, I'll post the wake and rake, the boosted parlay. We'll see, and I will also hammer Chris to boost that through the roof. You know, that's our. We have two fights always. One, that fighting over how much of a boost I get. Two is me trying to throw up specials that he says don't work for the books. Like, I tried to get Ailish, I tried to get Canada to win as a special price, just only at
Wouldn't
Cool
that
Bet.
Be nice?
And, well, Chris explained it to me how it actually works in real life, and that sucked of how these things work. It's actually a business. So it was tough, but I did try to get, I tried to have this whole promotion of, hey, we'll give you the fair price, which is that this is a coin toss, Canada plus 100, just to win. Didn't work out. Didn't work out in my favor, but I did try. Don't ever say I'm not a champion for betting on women's sports as well. Let's take a break.
That's true feminism, is being a degenerate for men's and women's sports.
Correct.